سمعنا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا إن هذا إلا أساطير.
الله الصفات، الله الشان، الله تعالى نعم القادرين. Nobody can appreciate like Allah. And for what must Allah appreciate? Whatever we do is by the tawfiq of Allah. What did we do on our own? Nothing whatsoever. And one dua, while we are going, if we read this dua, if Allah gives you the tawfiq, takabbur brings the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Tashakkur brings the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala. So they are two complete opposite things. And the uqala, the people of intelligence, have said as a rule, ijtima'i ziddain mahal fi waqtin wahidin fi fardin wahidin. Waqad khaba man dassaha. A person who makes islah of his nafs, he has got every type of success. And a person who does not make, every type of loss comes to that person. For that Allah took 14 qasams to stay there, the jawabi qasam. Yeah, the qasam, and in Arabic what we call the jawab, the knowledge is written, by which knowledge is taught by the pen. So the pen is such an important thing, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of it. And our akabir and aslaf, when they use their pens, and now they're not fit to be used, their ink is finished. In our times, ball points, for example. In the previous time, they'd read, now it's finished, it's gone too small. Allah. All those things become valuable because your object is valuable. So your sheikh becomes valuable. Your zikr becomes valuable. Your coming to majalis becomes valuable. Everything that is now being used on this path, they also gain value. So Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the pen. It is a great, that you are like this, you are like, they will all go complete, they won't exist also. And Allah Akbar, our ulama have written, the enemies of Islam of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it was Abu Jahl, whether it was anyone else, there is no history of this left. The history which is preserved, وَيُبْصِرُونَ. You also will see, they also will see what is their result. So Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the pain. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika. Again, very important. Everything, ascribe it to Allah. By the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, there is a great lesson for us also. Many of us, may Allah make us, my uncle told him, hey, leave him alone. He's 700 years back in life. So I told him, if they could put me 1400 back, it should be more shukr to Allah Ta'ala. They only brought me till 700 years back. So the minute you talk like this, they will tell you you're a fanatic, you're a fundamentalist, belong to the camel age, you're a mad person. So if they call you yourself, and when those students who become like mad in their kitabs, studying day in and day out, they got no time to go shops, they got no time to play soccer and cricket or anything, devote themselves, see then how they shine out. So this is what is, that mission has to be like that. And this is, that those people called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now you will reach such heights, Allah will take you to such heights, where those people, their name and their signs will be completely destroyed. And you, Allah will make you, make your history also shine, and make your name shine in this world and forever also. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. It's not a official, haram, take it, throw it out. No, you're breaking the heart. How to do it, Hazrat explained? You go and buy something more expensive, more better, but without murats in it. Then, any person, which Mala Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example, if a dog is eating a bone, don't take the bone away from it. It is a situation. One time, we were with Hazrat in Makkah Sharif, and Hazrat was giving bayan in the room, and Hazrat was in josh about the beard, the importance of the beard. Suddenly 2-3 people walked in, beardless people. Hazrat saw them and he changed his whole subject. Now we will think that because now Hazrat, whatever, he has got some connection, wanted to give his father da'wat to Islam. He was a small child. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you don't give. You are a child. There won't be value in your words. We'll get somebody else to give their da'wah. So all that we have to see. So the wrong that takes place in our society, in our homes, that firm resolution, it must be put right. All the money you stole from him, not one cent you keep for yourself. You give it all away to the poor. But that amal is not going to be accepted by Allah. The jazba must be also right, and your amal must also be right. So that way is just your niyat. You got 100% ikhlas you got. But that is not enough. You have to learn. So for that reason, necessary. So when we have all this, then you will know. So it is absolutely essential, as much time as we can get. Allah Ta'ala put on my tongue one sentence when we used to go to Karachi. Hazrat always used to ask in a very loving way, kitna rahoge, kab jaoge? Well, because Hazrat know that we're just going away. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a young man, and he was walking from the Khanqah in Tanabawan to Hazrat's house with Hazrat. So he said, Hazrat, this poem here, so Hazrat said, it looks like you are thinking the poet exaggerated. That hardly 1 minute, 1 second's company of Ahlullah, and it is better than 1,000 years. So the same sohbat is coming from Nabi. It has become weaker when it has come to us. But that sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what is the thing. So this company, so that is also very, very important. The company of the Ahlullah. Not only that we sit in a majlis or something, but how much we are more closer in contact, so much more we benefit. We're just flowing on our way. Practice it, try, bring it, remind yourself, make a note in your house, I have to read La ilaha illallah all the time. And bring it, then inshaAllah at the time of maut, La ilaha illallah will also flow. But your whole life you never learn your sabak, student got his sabak, one page he has to learn, he may become hafiz. He didn't learn at all, his kamaf niyat is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever good is being done, wherever, how many people making namaz in Haramain Sharifain? In the whole world, all the, how many azans carrying on? How many darul ulums? How many qala Allah, qala Rasul? Sadai ghoonj rahi puri dunya mein. All that sawab is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Nabi parts of Quran Sharif. One person of our gham in India, Maulana Sulaiman Patel, famous Maulana Sulaiman Chiski. He, in those days, transport wasn't like this. He used to be in a new town. And he had to go for work anywhere. They should ask him, Maulana, how far is it? He can't say how far. After Allah has given us. What a great Nabi. So just in this one aspect, that your reward is so great. Today we measure in terms of rands and cents. We measure in terms of dollars and riyals, etc. But Nabi, Allahu Akbar, that somebody mentioned about Sulaiman alayhi salam, and that person who said, for your reading you are getting sawab, for your own listening you are getting sawab. And when the imam reads, for every letter that the imam reads, ek bharti hui neki paida hoti. It's one neki, one sawab, which not only multiplies, compounds itself all the time. It's growing all the time. So make this intentionally, Allah pass the sawab to them. You enhance tremendously. Even if you don't make the niyat, the sawab goes to them. To your ustad, to your shaykh. But if you make the niyat, spiritually, you start flying to Allah. Because you made qadr, you appreciated. And by your appreciation, Allah takes a person.
His eyes go back always. That is why when a person passes away, you'll find his eyes are normally looking up. Because he was trying to see what's going out. And now because the soul went out of the part, the eyes can't close again. And they can't come back down again. So then a person normally, you must cover the eyes quickly. Because once the body becomes cold, then you can't even close the eyes. It looks very, very frightening. So he said that all the parts of a person are niku. Do not waste your life, which is made of sand, on sand. De jawani bisne di jawaniku. Give your youth and your life to that being who has given you life. That is, if you are wasting your life on sand, it's going to come back to sand again. There's no benefit. Because you are giving that life of sand to sand. But give the bit of sand. Our body needs sand things. Our houses are made of sand. Our cars are made of sand. There is steel, but steel comes from the ground, which is made of sand. The food we are eating is of sand. The food we eat is vegetables, it's from sand. Fruits, from the sand. Animals, they also, the food they eat is also from the sand. So they are also made up from the sand. So all of the things in the world which we have got is made of sand. It's also, because in a public place, he never used to give, I like to give straightforward answers, because people use it in the wrong way. But he had his style. But at that age, just before he passed away also, his mind was fresh. Because why? Ta'alluq al-Quran Sharif, ta'alluq al-Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah keeps that person alive. So anyhow, Ustad was mentioning to us the story. He said, this I saw, witnessed firsthand. I went to one person who was about to pass away. A lot of love for her. So now at the time of death, people told him, you know what, make tawbah from your sins. So he says, I make tawbah from all sins, but the love of that one woman, I can't make tawbah from that. Because the love of that woman has overpowered me. And oh Allah, I love you, but I love that woman more than you. These are words of kufr. And in this way he passed away. So that woman's love was in that person's heart, but don't know how to read Quran. So he said, no, what? I'm a hafiz of Quran. He got a bigger shock. He said, you're a hafiz of Quran. And you're listening to music. He said, no, I read Quran also, I listen to music also. So he said, tell me, what you got more liking for? You like your Quran more or you like your music more? So he said, no, actually I prefer listening to music. So he said, a few days later he passed away. And that music, that he used to go home by his wife. And his wife used to tell him many stories about his mother. So then he used to come and beat his mother, hit his mother. And I used to always stop him and tell him that don't ever hit your mother, you are doing a very great zulam and oppression. But he never used to listen to me, he used to continuously hit his mother. So because of this, I can see this is a punishment. This kid, the muhabbat, today unfortunately many marriages are breaking off because of this. The mother is saying, I'm jealous. The mother becomes jealous actually of her son when his son gets married. Why you got your son married in the first place? You should carry on looking after him. Son has to get married, the mother must learn how to let go of the son also, because he must live his own life also. There are many mothers who are very possessive, parrot's mouth at the time of death. So we also, it must not be that our iman is on our lips only, it's not in the recesses of our heart. When the iman must come into the recesses of a person's heart, and as our Hazrat mentions, that when a person puts a gun to your head also, at that time what happens? We go blank. Sometimes the gun is also blank, but in our minds we go blank also. We can't think of anything at all. When we see a beautiful woman, then does our mind go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is watching me? This is what zikr of Allah ta'ala is supposed to create in a person. At every moment, the zikr we are making for 10 minutes is like a person who has got, in the old days we used to have these watches, where a person winds it in the day, for 2 minutes he winds the watch, and then the whole day it works, 24 hours. So similarly, we have to make the zikr in the morning, but that's not the easy, man. The 7 prescriptions, remember 6 now. One is dua. Every day recite the dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Famous dua. O Allah Ta'ala, do not turn our hearts away from hidayat after having granted us this gift of iman. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the greatest giver of gifts. So Allah Ta'ala, keep us after adhan, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first durood sharif, and then recite the dua after adhan. حلت له شفاعتي. My sifarish will become compulsory for that person. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only make sifarish and intercede on a person on behalf of a person who's got iman. So it's, inshallah, there's a clear tearing, a person will leave this world with iman. Number 4, use the miswak in abundance. By using of miswak, unless he himself throws it out of his heart, Allah Ta'ala won't take it out. So inshallah, if a person looks after his gaze, he'll leave this world with iman. So these 7 easy prescriptions, even a few of them we do, the more we do, the better for us. But at least start bringing them into our lives. Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mat of iman, and the du'as, 2 du'as. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, ya muqallib al-qulub.
Of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as has been mentioned before, entering the masjid, we should make intention of i'tikaf, and with the intention of our islah, reformation, if we are sitting here. And for a person who's got the desire to change, one bayan is sufficient for that person. But we must sit with that talab and the desire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant to a person. So inshallah, without
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must have seen the ocean. And soon as ocean comes in mind, immediately comes water.
ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لوہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر میرے خون کا بحر احمر کر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر.
یہ حضرت والا کہہ رہے ہیں, حضرت والا کو ذہن میں رکھیے.
میرے دل میں غم نہا ہے, میرے دل میں غم نہا.
تم نہیں دیکھ سکتے لیکن ذرا سنبھل کے دیکھو.
یہ ترپ ترپ کے جینا, ye taraf taraf ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. Ye taraf taraf ke jeena, ye dar hai, meri aansuon se tar hai, meri aashiqui ka manzar. Meri aashiqui ka manzar, zara dekhna sambhal hai. Mere bahar o bar ka manzar, mere bahar o bar ka manzar, zara dekhna sambhal kar. Zara dekhna sambhal kar. Zara dekhna sambhal kar. Zara dekhna sambhal kar. Meri fikr la makaan hai. Meri fikr la gham. خوشی سے بہتر ہم ڈھونڈتے ہیں خوشی کو اور خوشی میں خوشی ہماری خوشی میں ہماری خوشی اور حضرت کیا فرماتے ہیں غم میں خوشی میری خوشی غم میں ہے اور ہماری خوشی خوشی میں میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر میرے حضرت کی عاجزی اور ان کی سالے کو دیکھیے سنیے یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر ختم ذبح کر دیا ذبح یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر نسبت ساری جو ہے خدا کی طرف یہ کرم ہے ان
میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی by means of these majalis granted that love یہ آگ لگتی نہیں لگائی جاتی ہے this fire cannot be attained of the love of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی from any kitab any book اللہ تعالی sent a kitab قرآن شریف was sent but اللہ تعالی said kitab انزلناہ الیک لتخرج الناس We have sent the kitab to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you must take out the people. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. Ulama Ikram, elders and dear brothers, first of all, as by the teachings of our beloved Shaykh, Umar ibn Khamis Sahab, Dhamma Barakatuh, Muzzah says, Well, lam yashkur innaas, lam yashkur illah. That person who hasn't learned to thank the people and those that are kind to him. So for us to acknowledge and make shukr from the depths of our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mas Allah ta'ala has given us. And at least say from the bottom of the heart, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we thank you. We are indebted to you for the rest of our life and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That those nights, Nabi of Allah cried in his room for the ummah, when he speaks, as if now he's putting mitu into the mouth. Then understand what I'm telling you. You will enjoy, if you understand what I'm telling you, you will enjoy the mazah of every single facet of deen. The regards to Quran Sharif, because today also is the day of Khatm of Qur'an Sharif. For us to understand that what is the value of Qur'an Sharif. And it's amazing that how the night before his heart was totally khali. And now he's written it to his heart. This is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, Ar-Rahman allam al-Qur'an. So the sifat of Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the Qur'an Sharif. And what value Qur'an has had? What Allah ta'ala has given us? Then it is our responsibility to make bayan of Qur'an. Shawal Yula Sab, Muhaddith Zihlavi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, it is my responsibility. That I will gather the Qur'an in your heart, I will cause you to recite it, and I will ensure that the bayan of Qur'an takes place. The tafsir of Qur'an. To transfer the Qur'an into their hearts. This is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us in our homes, when the son of Allah says that boy who has got the Qur'an Sharif has got everything. He's got everything in his heart. Today we find parents, they will take pride nowadays. End of the year, awards day. We will take the boy out of the madrasa. This is what you will find when it comes to deen. We attach value where value is. Push our children in the right direction. Put them in the right direction. Put them in the line of deen. And you will lose nothing whatsoever. We have total conviction and confidence. The push our children, if the Allah Ta'ala accepted that, so this Allah Ta'ala has given us, has chosen those of the Quran for us to push our children in the same line. That go on, learn the Quran. And go as far as you want in Quran tilawat, in tafsir of Quran, in tarjumah of Quran, becoming ulama, qurra, preservation of Quran Sharif, and the environment of the home, make, they can't afford me anymore. So he asks the person, that, how are you coming out every month? Look at the system of Allah. So he says that I have a handicapped child who is getting grants from the government, I am living on that. Through a child that is not mukallaf, incapable, Allah Pak is sending rosy to him with the person with a degree. The person who made Quran his life, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the last few bayans, is the mother's responsibility to inculcate in the children the love of Quran, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. He was a couple who was staying in Iraq, in the house. All that money he gave his young son and told him, go to Medina to Munawwara and seek ilm. Learn Quran, learn hadith. He asked his father, what you will do? He says, we will make our life, my mother and I. But you go ahead. You go ahead. The young boy comes from Medina to Munawwara. He comes to the court of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, very shandar court. He said, well, he's handled me very badly. He's hurt me, the way he grabbed my hand. And I will hold you responsible on the day of Qiyamah. Imam Malik was on a back footing. The young boy is putting me in a corner. But this boy came with talab. My parents sent me for something. I have come to gain something. So Imam Malik says, how can I repay you for this? So the boy says, look at that, you're a pakka alim. Because you have confidence in your field. You have confidence in your field. I'm a businessman, and I know my business is making money. I'll put all my children in this field. Because I know there's something in here. By you putting them in the path of Allah, and I can understand now in your heart, you have full confidence in what you are doing. This type of yaqeen we have to get. There is no doubt in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An incident is mentioned about a mother who had passed away. And she invested all her resources in her young son. That he would become Hafizul Quran. And she passed away. Every day he would recite for her Quran tilawat and send Isala Sawab to her. And as we hear in different riwayat that the Isala Sawab is gift wrapped and served to the harf that the young child will read every time he steps onto the musalla for Salat al-Tarawih, for Imamat, the Quran is going to teach. Every harf by harf, the reward is going to go to the parents. It is going to go to the asatiza, those that contributed. This is an investment which is forever. So therefore we have full conviction. And when it comes to the Quran, how to respect Quran Sharif, how to show love to Quran Sharif, how to wash the cover of Quran Sharif. Abu al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that when it comes to the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif is a makhluq, is a building. And the ghilaf that is attached to it also is sewn by insan. When it comes to Quran Sharif, is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cover that is attached to it has even moved its own room. Some homes we go to, we find there that on the door there's no entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Referring to the parents, that for you, you can't enter. But my friends, free access. You can come in any time. Put Quran into their lives. Teach them the Quran Sharif, the love of Quran. Then the love of parents will come also.
Muhabbat of Quran Sharif into our lives. Have iman in Quran Sharif. To spread the Quran Sharif. To make amal in the Quran Sharif. To fulfill all the rights of the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, next will be Mulana Rafiq Khaturani Sahib. Ta'amul barakatuhu mul aliyah. Who is a Khalifa. Hazrat Mulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Rahmatullah alayhi. MashaAllah, Hazrat is a senior alim of our country also. And his ash'ara very, very famous.
Hazrat, inshallah, will be able to read. But listen to the message of our Shaykh Hazrat Mulana Hakim Akhtar Sam, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah Ta'ala fills his qabr with noor. His advisors will remain till the day of Qiyamah. He is gone. They are in this saying that, although there is ikhtilaf in this, some people said that this is not a call of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a call of Hazrat Zulaykha. So, in any case, most of the ulama say that it is as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam called, inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Person's nafs gives him lots of hukam, lot of
a command to do wrong.
Taught you something. In some way praise him, mashallah, what a student. How good he is, mashallah. And your seniors, ask them for maafi. If you don't ask your seniors for maafi, you got pride in you. So what a i'tidal. Ma kana lil mu'min ay yudhilla nafsah. What a tawazun our deen and shariat has kept. Allahu Akbar. And doesn't mean you're rude and rough with her and harsh with her. And also, Allahu Akbar, some of our friends, Allah reward them also and Allah guide us all. They be, mashallah, young persons, so conscious of looking after the nazar, that they started wearing the scarf on the side and putting their hands like this when they walk. I told the Sharia people, you want to teach yourself a lesson and you'll fall into haram and you're going further from, not one of his wuzu is made, not one of his namaz is made. And he's thinking, I'm very pious. This is also a trap shaitan gets us in. So anyway, the akhlaq that we have to learn, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what was the so we spend Ramzan in the Khanqa. We spend with our, we go in Jamaat. There and we are big buzurgs there. Tahajjud we don't miss. Ishraq we don't miss. And with everyone we so soft and kind. But when we go back home, then that is the test there. While we are going home, yeah, in the masjid, you won't see any woman. Nobody with minis was in the khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not one time did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, why did you do this? Not that you did it wrong. Or when I did the wrong thing, why did you do this wrong? Why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? Allahu Akbar. He was given as a gift by his mother in the khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We today, with our workers who are edit out properly. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never touched a palm that was more softer than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was like silk, his palm. And I never smelled perfume more sweeter than the perfume of musk and other wonderful ether than that of tikit. Imam Abu Hanifa, after his whole session, he goes upstairs to his room, takes off his clothes, going to rest, knock on the door. Where's his kurta again? Comes down again, opens, what is it? I wanted to ask a masala, no problem, what masala? Oh, I forgot what masala. Okay, no problem, when you remember, you can ask. He goes up again, that when it is fresh, flies sit on it. And flies sit on sweet things. And when it is dry, they don't sit. So that means it is bitter. That person said, nothing else, I just heard that you have got quality of hilam in you. Tolerance in you. And I wanted to test your tolerance. Hey, who of us will pass that test? And this is a fraction. Hey, Shah Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali. Great, great buzur. And when he went to Rozai Mubarak, he said, oh my nana, my grandfather, take out your hand, I wish to make salam. And up to between 12,000 and 120,000 wutra, and he started making collection for the amount of money that the meher was. He made collected money. Asr time, he said, Hazrat, here's the money, give her her freedom. And you pay her, give her her meher, and you give her freedom. He said, be waqoof, stupid, because of me tolerating her, whatever I've got is because I tolerate her. But how much do we tolerate this? And he's like that, and he's a hafiz, and he's a qari, and she's praising him. And the other time is after death. During your whole life, forget that she's going to praise you. When you die, finish. My one auntie, she old people, over 80, and she was phoning me repeatedly some years ago. And she said, your uncle is troubling me too much, etc. You will go through, wallah, I will say. Wallah, I will say, go through this process of what is tasawwuf and islah. Your own wife will praise you in your life also. And you will live a life of jannat in this world. One time the Hazrat just came out of my tongue. I said, Hazrat, you have taught us how to live and in this world. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And this is what we have to work. Test your akhlaq in your house. Bring akhlaq to Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah. He said to become a buzurg and a wali is not difficult. But to become an insan is difficult. So that we become a human. Our character, our akhlaq. Very briefly, bayat is sunnat, is not for us. The purpose of bayat, our islam, what we're trying to speak, what Maulana Harun mashallah explained so much. That is what is for us. That islam, that change must come in our life.
For that, once a person becomes bad, few things to do. Do these few very basic things, but we do it, we will see, we will reach our destination. One is our heart also. 100 times you begging Allah, how won't Allah respond to you? Definitely Allah. But do it. Do it regularly. And do it regularly and do it with love and feeling. You'll see yourself. And then keep contact. Make a phone call, email, whatever. Keep contact, inshallah. Give you. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهُ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خاتم in the masjid according to sunnah to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory to perform hajj to be always conscious yes. Accept inshallah come in front of Zana aage aaje mani
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو قولين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ
They do not believe that they're going to meet Allah. They do not have any hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ They're happy with our life of this world. I've got a beautiful car. I've got a beautiful mansion. I've got everything that I want. I've got a fat bank balance. I've got land here. I've got properties there. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطُمَأَنُّوا بِهَا And they are quite satisfied. And as opposed to this, man a'rada an dhikri, any person who turns away from my dhikr and from my remembrance, man a'rada an dhikri, it kya hai? Fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. For him is a very difficult life. Wherever he goes, he finds a wall, finds difficulties, finds hardships. Aisi halal cheez nahi hai jo main nahi chhodta. Koi bhi halal cheez ho, main nahi chhodta usko. Wherever I can get hold of it, I will do it. Like in halal. There is so much enjoyment in halal. What is the reason for a person to get enjoyment from haram? There is no enjoyment in haram. Buton ke ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua paagal. Buton ke ishq marna alayhim hijaratan min sijjil manzood musawwamatan inda rabbik wa ma hiya min al-zalimin bi-ba'id. I was reading it this morning. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down rains of stones on the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And which kind? Tehbateh. Sijili, which kind of stone? Brimstones. Baked clay. And mujhse raha jata. Main thak jata hoon apni daastan de dard se akhtar. Oh akhtar, I get tired of telling you the same thing again and again. Oh akhtar, main thak jata hoon apni daastan de dard se akhtar. Oh akhtar, I actually get tired. Telling the people this. Look at me, kya karu? I'm lachar. I'm helpless. What must I do? I can't remain quiet.
Hai maal o daulat mein kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. Kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے
امردوں سے
اگر نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا. جزاکم اللہ.
جزاكم الله احسن الجزاء.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان. It was not possible for us to put our foot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come into this Raya Suluk, think about Islah, think about Deen, think about Dindari. Was not possible, but with the Qudrat of Allah, of the day. Because every group that goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes with the Fadail Amal, translated in so many languages, so many places, the difference of time. So he says, perhaps that's also read in every moment, in different parts of the world. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the karam and acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions the instance of Abu Abdullah, Shaykh Abu Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi al-Andalusi, who was Shaykh al-Mashaykh. He was the Shaykh al-Mashaykh, and he was one of the leading ulamas of his time. Leading mashaykh of his time in tasawuf, and he was an alim from Baghdad and Iraq. And under town, come to a place, which was a locality of the Christians. And it was the time of Salat, time was running out. And obviously the fikr of every mu'min when the time of Salat comes, obviously the fikr of Akabir and Mashaykh is obviously to read the Salat. And there was no water available. There was no water available and time of Salat was going out. So he went out in search of position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. He says after 3 days, Allama Shibli rahmatullah says, I confronted him and I went to him and I told him, Shaykh, your murids that are here, they are completely finished. They are completely perplexed, worried, with anxiety and sorrow and grief. What is this that's happening? Okay. And the divine decree has taken place from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and things are beyond my control. The clothes of sainthood have been taken away from me. The signs of hidayat have been taken away from me. They have been snatched away from me. And he begins to weep and he begins to cry. This happens. Obviously, sometimes the heart cannot take the news. Just the news is too much for a person and the heart shatters and the person leaves the dunya. He says some of the murids passed away on that moment. And some of them, most of them thereafter, went into sajda, went to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O muqallib al-qulub, O you who turns the heart, turn the heart of our Shaykh. Father, and the father accepted the proposal on condition that he grazes the swines and pigs. People said we cannot contain our grief and our hearts were completely broken and shattered and we could not contain our grief. And with much difficulty we got to that place to witness that. Said the Shaykh replies that things are not in my control. My Mawla and my Allah has kept me in whatever situation He wishes to keep me. After He had granted me proximity and closeness, He mentioned Allama Shibli rahmatullah, mentions that he turns towards the sky and turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weeping profusely and saying, O Allah, we seek your assistance. We seek your assistance and only towards you we turn for help. And I will be placed our complete trust upon you. Only after that I remember, وَمَنْ يَدَّبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. That person that exchanges his iman with kufr, he has strayed away from the straight path and the right path. These are the only two verses that I remember. O Shaykh, you are a hafiz of the... You are a hafiz of hadith. For grief, only they could know and establish what happiness and what joy had come into our hearts when we saw our Shaykh again accepting Islam and being in this exalted position. He says, thereafter I asked the Shaykh, this is the place that the Shaykh Rahmatullah mentions after the incident that I wished to mention, but because those things that are useless, he says, this thought has come into my mind. No statement, imagine, not even a statement, not even condemning them. This had come into my mind, and then a voice from the unseen had come to me. Do you think that your iman and your tawheed is because of the ibadah of Allah, the independence of Allah? It's something to be fearful about. Something to be concerned about. Something to worry about. It was this very kibar, the killer disease of pride. This is what pride is. And like we saw in this incident, not remarks, Allah Ta'ala saved me and all of us. The remark that you hear about people that are in the disobedience of Allah, people that are kuffar, people that disbelieve. Here was just the thought, like Shaykh says, come out of pride. And this is such a sickness that takes a very long time to come out. Takes a very long time to come out. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah writes in the Kitab, also in the Muqaddama writes, that I also have pride. Imagine. To save himself from the sickness. That pride is in me as well. But Shaitan has made it so alluring in our eyes, in our sight. But he injects him with pride. Injects him with pride with that atom bomb. Once pride is there, then it begins to destroy him. It destroys all his ibadat. It finishes him. He's completely devastated. When an atom bomb, you know what's an atom bomb, and what happens when a small bomb takes off, is denoted, what happens? How much destruction? Worse than that, person that wants to show his superiority, he's proud, he wants to show his greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that person. And our Shaykh Rahmatullahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise his status and fill up his cover with nur. He had mentioned Allah Ta'ala tells you, inna allaha la yuhibbu, we had learned it from his pride. That is why it's such a devastating and such an extremely dangerous and detrimental sickness, because the basis of kufr also is pride. And this is proven in the Holy Quran also. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أَرْسَلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. Those people that were arrogant told those people that with iman, that his clothes must be nice, his shoes must be nice. Otherwise, giving the impression that is this pride, will that make a person pride and haughty that he wears good clothes and he has nice shoes? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, inna Allah jameen yuhibbul jamal. This is beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beauty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes beauty. If it is not done, we ask it. Why? Because of their pride and because of their arrogance. They don't want to accept the truth. But remember, they're not only restricted to them. It can apply to me as well. My colleagues correct me and tell me that this is wrong. I do not say you are my colleagues. You are not superior to me, I reject you. If my students tell me that what you are doing is wrong, I do not say I will accept it. That will also be tantamount to pride.
Love of Allah. Hey? When that extreme love of Allah will be there, and that is what we have to develop, then a person, no matter what temptations come, of big, big money, of woman, of stolen goods a person is selling to you, of whatever kind of temptation, if you have developed taqwa, it will take you a long way. And if Quran is thrown open, but we are hardly aware, or if we are aware, we are not conscious of it, that I got nafs and nafs is my dushman. وَمَا أُبَرِّعُ نَفْسِ إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Nafs is continuously, not amara bisu, amara bisu. It's giving me continuous big, big commands to do it. But if it's out of your control, even at 20 kilometers per hour, 60 kilometers per hour, that car will kill you and will kill other passengers of your car, will kill other people. So if this nafs is even more, if it is under control, it will do great work for you. And at the time of maut, in fact, there is a mukalama, a dialogue between the nafs and wife also, if she also has got pride, there is fire burning in that house all the time. And if both of that got humility, the garden of Jannat exists in that house. They have great understanding and love. Otherwise the husband wants to have the final word. And today with our king size beds, we're having a fight. The husband is on the one corner of the bed and the wife is on the other. One word, you became upset. You got up and you walked away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Abu Bakr, as long as you were quiet, Allah Ta'ala had appointed an angel, a farishta on your behalf. And he was giving him answers all the time. But when you spoke,